Let's go.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Oh. Should market that. Should market it, Evan. All right, let's begin. Okay, let's go. I'm working on this sugi. I'll give you the burin. Very hard sugi. Okay, let's go. Let's begin. First thing I want to ask is the following. Why is it that you think that in the sugi of Atzmachov and the Chosoi, the Gemara never connected that to Pagini Diburim? The Gemara before the two dots, remember the small two lines? And then the Gemara about Kol Nechosoi, the Gemara attaches it to Pagini Diburim. What's the difference? You follow me? Why in the case of Atzmachov and the Chosoi, did the Gemara attach it to Pagini Diburim? Did the Gemara not attach it to Pagini Diburim? In the case of Kol Nechosoi, it did. What's the difference? Go ahead, Eli. Can't hear you. Well, let's plug it in. Lefi the Taisus Rid, where you don't say anything. Yes? Where you don't say anything. It's all an issue of what? Of Star, Butla Miksasa, Butla Kula, or not. Here there's no Shaila, because it's just Atzmacham and Achosai. He was delineated. No problem, no? Lefi Rashi, though, what will you say? Lefi Rashi, where you make a statement of Bifonei Nechtov. Why wasn't Atzmachov and Nechosai also connected? Why wasn't Atzmachov and Nechosai also connected to the din of Pagini Dibur? What do you say? So maybe we can say like Rebbe Chonon. What did Rebbe Chonon say? The whole Machloikis in the Gemara in Rav and Abayi was what? Are they inextricably linked or not? The Evid and the property, right? Are they separate or are they not? By Atzmachov and Nechosai, is that betold of each other? Are those inextricably linked when you say Atzmachov and Nechosai? When you say Atzmachov and Nechosai, are they inextricably linked or not? No, they're two separate matters. So if you say like Rebbe Chonon, there's no problem. So I want you to get that down. First of all, Lefi the Taisus Rid, Atzmachov and Nechosai has nothing to do with Bagini Dibur. You're not saying anything, Melissa. It's not an issue of Shtar, Batlik Sosa, Batlik Kula. We know they're two separate things. And Lefi Rashi, even if you're saying the Fonei Nechta, there's no problem. Atzmachov and Nechosai is not connected. Because those are not Batol Dachas. Remember Rav and Abayi, when you say Kol, they were arguing whether they're inextricably linked, the two items. You remember that? By Kol, they're arguing whether they're inextricably linked, Rav and Abayi. By Atzmachov and Nechosai, they're not inextricably linked. They're two separate matters. That's why Atzmachov and Nechosai, Knuy and Lach, are not connected at all to what? To the topic of Pagini Dibur. So please get that down. That's the first finish I want you to get. Atzmachov and Nechosai in the Gemara was not connected to Pagini Dibur. Please get it down. You answer that question, Lefi the Taisus Rid. With Reb Naftali Trump, we said that it's an issue of Star, Shabbat, Lekses, Shabbat, Lekula, Kol. Atzmachos is not an issue. They're two separate things. And the Firashi, where you're saying the funny death, the funny nechdom, the Reb Chonon explained, what was the Machlekes Rav and Abaye? Whether the issue of Kol Nechos is betol dachas. Is it betol dachas or is it not betol dachas? But Atzmachos and Nechos clearly is not betol dachas. They're not inextricably linked. They're two separate matters. That is why, and as I said, he can't make a view from the two dots, but here it's quite striking that Atzmachov and Nechosai are not connected at all to the sugi of what? Of Pagini Dibur. Okay, that's the first mahalach. Number two, let's get it. Kiveger, Frekta Kashya, Rabbi Kiveger asks, let's get it. Why does the Gemara by Abayi the Rava, give you a case of liberty and nechassim? His freedom and his nechassim. And the question is, do we split it or not? You know what I would do? Rabbi Kiveger says, Chaim, I could give you the following case. What would that case be? Why don't we say that I'm freeing the Eved regarding his freedom, but regarding the mamonis, any salary or work he does should go to me. And this introduces to us, there are two kinyanim for an Eved Knight. You must get this. There's a kinyan mamon that the master has over the what? Over the Eved Knight. Masha kona Eved kona rabbi. Then there is what we call a kinyan isser, which expresses itself that if a Kohen owns an Eved Knighty, Alan, he can eat the truma. That an Eved Knighty can marry only a Shifra Knanis. He cannot marry a what? A Bas Chorin, a regular Jewish woman. There's something called Kinyan Mamon, Kinyan Isser. When I say Kinyan Isser, it expresses itself either Leheter or Lisser. The Heter is the Kohen can eat truma. The Heter is he can marry a Shifra Knanis. If you know what a Shifra Knanis is, the Isser is he can't marry a Bas Chorin. Moshe, you follow this? There are two Kinyanim that a master has over an Eved Knighty, the Kinyan Mamon and the Kinyan Isser. Okay? Now, I want you to get this. There is a machloikis, maybe you saw it in the Kiyas in the fourth pair, between Rav and Shmuel. If your master Avdo is a Yotze L'Cheiris or not. What are the two Shitas? I believe Machloikis Rav and Shmuel, it's on Lamed Chesem and Beis. The Gemara has a Machloikis, whether if you're Mafkir or Avi Knaini, Rav Yosef says Yotze L'Cheiris, and Rav says, no, you need to get Shichur. I want you to get this. Rav Yosef, and I believe it's Shmuel as well, Shmuel and Rav Yosef, all Mafkir Avdo Yotze L'Cheiris. Rav says, Mafkir Avdo, Tzorich, get Shichur. Now, how do you explain this? How are we masbir this machloikis? This is very critical. If I'm mafker the ownership of my Eved Knighty, I'm getting rid of the Kinyan Mamon. But the Kinyan Isser is still there. How do I get rid of that? I have to give him a get Shichur. Just like a man who wants to divorce his wife. So, according to Rav, they are two separate kinyanim. The Hefker, let's get it down, gets rid of the Kinyan Mamon. The Shtar Shichur gets rid of the Kinyan Isser. According to Shmuel and Rav Yosef, the Kinyan Isser is an outgrowth of the Kinyan Mamon. You follow me, Philip? Therefore, once you get rid of the Kinyan Mamon, the Kinyan Isser falls away. You follow me? That's why Shmuel and Yosef say, Mafker Avdo Yotze L'Cheiris. You don't need to get Shichur. Because once you release the Kinyan Mamon, you release the Kinyan Isser. So asks Rabbi Kiva Eger, please get it. Why does our Gemara give the case of Cheirus, freedom and Nechassim? Do we split it? Do we not split it? Machlekes Rav Nabaye, Kol Nechassai. Elon, why didn't we give a case where the Adon frees the Eved Knighty regarding the Kinyan Isser? But he'll keep his Maisei Adayin. He'll keep his salary. That's what Rabbi Kiva Eger asks. It's kind of like the flip side of Mafkir Avdo. You know what I'm saying? Mafkir Avdo is the flip side of Mafkir Avdo Tzorech Get Shichur. Because Mafkir Avdo, you got rid of the Kinyan Mamon, one sheet that says the Kinyan Isser goes up in smoke. Here we want to know, can you distill down a case where you get rid of the Kinyan Isser and you keep the Kinyan Mamon? It's a great kasha, though. That's what Rabbi Kiva Eger asks. Why didn't the Gemara give that case up? So what's your response to this? Says Rabbi Kiva Eger, beautiful teretz. Rabbi Kiva Eger says like this. Does everyone hear the kasha? It's a very strong kasha. Very, very excellent kasha. So how would you give an answer to this kasha? What would you say? He says as follows. Okay? It's impossible to do this. Because once you free her, once you free the Kinyan Isser, please get it. Once you get the Kinyan Isser, for sure, with the Kinyan Isser, the Kinyan Mamon's got to go. So I don't know how to write it. I'll even write it like this. Once you get rid of the Kinyan Isser, the Kinyan Mamon's got to go. The reverse case, that's the machlokas we wrote on the board. But it's impossible to say that you get rid of the Kinyan Isser and you reserve the Kinyan Mamon. That's impossible. That's what Rabbi Kiva Eger writes. Very interesting. Okay? Basically, what he's saying is, and I think this is the pshat, that this is a tolda. They're inextricably linked. There is no way you can release this Eved Knighty and say he's mutter with a Bas Chorin now and say I'm keeping his mamas. It's impossible. It's like a tolda. When I write tolda, we know what that meant. They're inextricably linked. That's how Rebbe Chanan explained the whole machlokas of Kol Nechassai. Are they in a tshrikim link or not? This is in a tshrikim link. You get rid of the kinyan isser, you must get rid of the kinyan mamon. If you get rid of the kinyan mamon, does that automatically get rid of the kinyan isser? What's the answer, Yossi? That's a machlokes in Gittin daf lamed chesed beis of our vusta machlokes Shmuel and Rav Yosef against Rav. Okay? Oh. Now I want to give you a dimyon to this. Let's get it. The Meiri writes, very interesting. What's the din if a woman delivers her own get and says b'fanei nechtav, b'fanei nechtav? What's the din? Is it good?
Yeah.
Yes. Let me ask you a question. Does she get her ksuba? Does she get her ksuba with that or not? What do you say? Yes, she gets her ksuba. It's written in the ksuba that if you're able to get remarried, you get your ksuba. They are inextricably linked. They are inextricably linked. They're betolda. That's a very good dimyon, the Miri says. If the woman delivers her own get and says b'fanei nechtav and nechtav, she gets her ksuba. They're inextricably linked. Ah! What happens when an eid echad says a husband's dead? Is she allowed to get remarried? Yes or no? Yes. Does she get her ksuba? Yes. Do the sons yorish the father? No! Because getting married and the ksuba are inextricably linked. The sons getting the father's yerusha is a completely different area. That's pagin in nemonis. That's pagin in nemonis. The chiyuv ksuba. The chiyuv ksuba is a tolda. Is a tolda from the heter nesuin. May heter nesuin. So I want you to get this. A very good example. Okay? Oh. Now, Reb David Parvarsky says a beautiful pshat, lemaisa, that this whole kasha of Rabbi Kiveger is only if you learn like Rashi, you're saying the funny nechta, right? Let me ask you, if you learn like the Ramban that says like the Tosfos Rid, that you're not making a statement, do you think you could say Rabbi Kiveger's case? Do you think you could say you could split the mammon and the isser? What do you think? What did the guy say in the shtar? Kol nechasoi. What was the question? Does kol nechasoi mean liberty and karka? Both, either or, right, or split it, right? Is it possible to interpret kol nechasoi meaning, oh, you can get married, but the mammon's going to stay by me? Meaning you're talking about a division in the Evan himself? Would that fit kol nechasoi? What do you think? Legabi the shikr of the Evan, is it shayach to me mechalek? Legabi the isser and not the mammon? What do you think? No, it's not shaykh, no. If you're not making a statement of a funny nechtam, then you can't say, oh, Paul Ginin Dibura, I'll say it gets rid of the kinyan nisser, I'm keeping the kinyan mamon. If there's no statement, then you're analyzing the star. If you're analyzing the star, there's no way on earth I'm going to say, oh, I'm freeing the evidence that he can get married, right? But I'm keeping the mamon. That's Rav David Parvarsky. I thought it was a very interesting shot. Only by kol nechasai. Can you say chelik of the property acquires himself without the property? Legab the shikr there, there's nothing to mechalik. You can't distinguish legab in that. You follow what I'm saying? That's like I get the eighth or ninth distinction. There's this whole kasha where Kiveger only starts if you say b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam. If you don't say b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam, it doesn't start. You follow what I'm saying? That's another distinction we're saying between Rashi and Taisis Rib. Okay. Very good. That's the second chiluk. That's the second mahalach. Okay. Now, to introduce the Tosfos, let's get this. To introduce the Tosfos, let's get the sheet of Rashi. Okay? Let's get the sheet of Rashi. What's the sheet of Rashi? What does Rashi say in the Havamin of the Gemara? What does Rashi say in the Havamin of the Gemara? Okay? What does Rashi say in the Havamin of the Gemara? What is the Havamina? Zevi? Shir Karka Kolshu, what's it been? I can't hear you. Point to the mayor. Lo Yatza Becheris. Excellent. Lo Yatza Becheris. Why? Havamina. According to Rashi, why is it you left over Karka Kolshu, Lo Yatza Bechor? Why? Oh, okay. Lo Pagin Dibura. Where does Rashi say that? Where does Rashi say that? Let's get this, okay? Have a minute. Have a minute. Rav Meir. Zevi said lo pagini dibura. Where does Rashi say that? Look on Mem Bezim and Aleph. He doesn't say it by us. Rashi and Mem Bezim and Aleph says exactly like Zevi said, lo pagini dibura. Very good, Zevi. Zevi, read that real quick. Rashi, let's look. Come on, we got a lot to see. Mem Bezim and Aleph. Go ahead. Everyone got it? Lo Yatsa ben Chayrin, right here. Five lines up from the short lines. Lo Yatsa ben Chayrin, for the wide lines. Go ahead. Loud, please. Read the Ramaskal.
Lo Yatsa ben Chayrin.
We don't know which land was left out. In every little land, we say you left out. Go ahead. Cave in the Karkos Lokana, period. Lagufa Nami Lokana. Go ahead. Excellent. Gufa Hunachasim. Since in one's Dibor, you're trying to be Makdim his body, his liberty, and his Nechasim. Go ahead. Period. And half of the statement didn't work. Go ahead. Excellent. The other half doesn't work. What is that beferish? Lo paginin dibura. We can't pin down the property. Each one I can say is mine. Therefore he doesn't get any property. Lo paginin dibura, he doesn't go free. Without a doubt. Get it down. Now Rashi, Rashbam, in Baba Basra. What did he say? We said it a few days ago. On Kuf Mem Tes. Amud Aleph Roman Beis, was it? Was it Amud Aleph Roman Beis? Amud Beis. Evid is like karka. Excellent. What do you mean the evid is like karka? So what does that mean, Zevi? Zevi, what does that mean? Yeah, if you leave over some karka, then what does it mean, Noah? So maybe he had in mind the evid. He didn't mean to have in mind any karka, he meant the evid. Moshe, you follow me? That's a third possibility. What's the second? What did Rashi say by us? What did he say? Zevi and Chesem and Beis on the bottom? What did he say? He said, since your desire is what? Philip, what did he say? Since your desire was to be Mishire, right? What did you Mishire? You left over a piece of land, so maybe you'd also want to be Mishire, also the Evid. It's like we're getting in the guy's mind. Since he was Nachas L'Shiurei, he left over a piece of land. Maybe he's also got a piece over an Evid as well. Rashi by us says Nachas L'Shiurei. Now what's difficult with that? That is not what? That's not Lo Pagin in Dibura. Mark, you follow me? That's not Lo Pagin in Dibura. What's the shot in this Rashi? In the Havamina, what's the shot in the Rashi? It's not Lo Pagin in Dibura. And the Gemara, Rabbi Shimon says Pagin in Dibura. And the Gemara says Rabbi Meir should say Lo Pagin in Dibura. Our Rashi's a bit shvir. A bit shvir, more than a bit shvir. Okay? It's more than a bit shvir. So Lamaisa, I want you to get this. You know who says the same thing as our Rashi? The Bartanura. You know the Bartanura Mishnayis. Mm-hmm. Everyone learns Rav Kati Mishnayis. Before Rav Kati was a great Gon Tzatzal. Made Mishnayis. Everyone's learning Mishnayis. Before Rav Kati, there was the Rav. It's called the Rav. Reish Ayin Beis. Rav Avadi Mi Bartanura. He has a parish Mishnayis. You know what he says in Maseches Peah? He says the same thing as our Rashi here. Kevin de Nachas L'Shiure, Chayshin and Shagam Shira Evid. Rechoshes, he also was Mishire in the Evid. Okay? Rechoshes, he was also Mishire in the Evid. So the Bartanura says the same thing as Rashi. Now, Lamaisa, it is possible to suggest the following, says the Bartanura. Please get this. That maybe we're talking about a case where the only thing the guy has is what? Is one piece of property and the evid. I'm going to ask you the question. There are three possibilities when I sell you the car. What are the three possibilities? I have a lot of land, and I leave over a little bit, and I don't identify which one. Right? That's one case. What's the other case? I identify the one. And what's the third possibility? I only have one. That, by definition, is number two. So it boils down to two possibilities. If I only have one piece of karka and I'm leaving over something, so by definition, I've identified it. Yes? I have identified it. That's the way you got to think about it. There really are only two possibilities. Sure, it's true. What? All right, I'm saying possibilities up his far, okay? I have to leave over something, Eitan. You follow me? So the Bartanura has the following line. Please get it. He says, let's say the guy only has one piece of land and an eved. What's the din? The Bartanura says, please get this, that he only has one piece of land and an eved. And still, Rav Meir says you don't go free. Why not? Why not? You tell me why. He cannot have been Mishire what? He left one piece of land to himself. You can't tell me he was Mishire the Evan as well, because then he wouldn't give the guy anything. What did I say? I only have one piece of land, and I have my Evan. I say, Mr. Evan, I'm giving you everything but my piece of land. That means I'm giving him himself. He's going to go free. That means I have to keep the land. Right? So maybe there's a possibility I was Mishire what? Not only my land, but maybe I was Mishire the Evid too. Why is that ridiculous to say? Because if I was Mishire the Evid, that means I gave him zero. Does everyone cop this point, Ron? You follow me? If I say to the Evid, I'm giving you what? Yourself. I'm giving you all my property. Except for what? Except for the field. The only field I have is this field. That means I'm not giving him anything. Oh, so you're going to tell me also, if I was Mishar on that, maybe I was Mishar on the Evid, I kept the Evid. If that's the case, I give him nothing. And that would be bogus. That's ridiculous. So what must it be? So in other words, it makes no sense. If it makes no sense, what should you say? You should say he goes free. But Ramirez says he doesn't go free. Must be Lo Pagin and Dibura. Please get that down. Phil, you got this? Must be Lo Pagin and Dibura.
We're talking about one field.
Oh, I'm saying the Bartanura writes that. Okay. The Bartanura writes it. Get it down. Now, Yossi points out, can we say this in Rashi in the Havamina? Can we say this in Rashi in the Havamina? No, I don't think you can. On Tuesday, we said you couldn't. Rashi didn't identify which land it was. Rashi doesn't say that. Very difficult, Lamaisa. You can't say Rashi's saying like this. Rashi never said that we're talking about what? In the Havamina, we're talking about Lamaisa, one piece of land. So, but I want you to get it down, what the Bartanura said. Do you follow me? Maybe we get down what the Bartanura said, that we're talking about a case where there was only one piece of land. So therefore what? The only reason why I'm married is Lo Pagin Dibur. That's very schwer. Because Rashi didn't say that. Rashi never said that once. He never said that like Rashi and like Tysus. They were talking about a case that's the only piece of land he said. In fact, we said, what was the stress of the Havamina? That he didn't identify which land it was. Right? That was the whole word we said. Oh. So what we want to suggest in Rashi is from the Maram Shif. I want you to get this. The Havamina Taka is, Elon, that he has many lands and he doesn't identify. But the answer is as follows. We have to say Rashi Shita is, if I don't identify which land it is, then the guy gets what? Nothing. Because every piece of land I can say was the one I wanted to keep, right? So then it's impossible to say that he's being Mishar the Evid as well. Why isn't it possible to say that he's being Mishar the Evid as well? You tell me. I have a bunch of acres. I say to the Evid, I'm giving you land, but I want to keep what? One piece of land. Does he get any land? I'm giving you everything, but I'm keeping one piece of land. Does he get any land according to Rashi? No, because every piece of land I could say that was the one I wanted to keep. Maybe I was Mishar the Evid. No, I can't be Mishar that. That means he would get zero. And what did I say? I said, Kol Nechasai. So it must be. This is what I want to get you the punchline. It must be that he really should go free. The reason why he doesn't go free is because of what? It's because of Lo Pagin and Dibura. So you have to read into our Rashi. Nachash l'shiurei means, what does nachash l'shiurei mean? It means, you know what? The bottom line is, I want to what? I want to keep something over. I want to keep something over. And the bottom line is, if I want to keep something over, the bottom line is you're not going to get anything. If you're not going to get anything, then Lamais, you want to tell me, oh, maybe we're also misharing the Evet? It can't, it couldn't be that way. So then I would be giving him nothing. So it must be that what? We should split it. And we should let him go free. And he'll get nothing. The answer is no, we don't let him go free because of Lopakin and Dibura. You have to read, Rashi's just telling you the beginning of the thought process. Rashi's just telling you the beginning of the thought process. Rashi's saying you're flattering the guy. But you know very well he's not going to get anything. Because you can't pin down which one. And if that's the case, you don't have to be worried about it being the Shire of the Evan. Because then it'd be, I'm not giving him anything. So then he should go free. The answer is he doesn't go free because low pocket and deep word. Rashi, you have to see, just telling you the beginning of the statement. The tip of the iceberg. That's what Rashi's telling you. Yeah, Moshe, go ahead. I can't hear you. What? Lididei Namishir, yeah. Right? No, that's my thought process. But what would happen? I understand. But what's the thought process? But you can't do that because then it would cancel what he said, Kol Nichsai. So therefore, what do? Fill in the blank. So he should go free. So why doesn't he go free? Because of Lo Pagin and Dibura. I'm saying Rashi is the tip of the iceberg. He's the beginning statement. No, you're making a good point. But the theory is, oh, if you're Mishar Karka, maybe you're Mishar the Evet. If that's the case, he doesn't get any Karka. And if you would be Mishar the Evet, that means you're not giving him anything. So free him. Answer is you don't free him because of Lo Pagin and Dibura. I'm just saying Rashi's starting the process. On Membeis, he says to fill in the blank. He fills in the blank in Membeis. That's what we're saying, Shadis. Okay? That's the shot we want to suggest in the sheet of what? In the sheet of Rashi. Okay, let's go to Tosis now. We got to see it inside. Okay? Zevi, let's go. Okay? Let's see the Tosis. Let's go. I want to see the Tosis inside. Go ahead. Real loud. You got to do loud. Go ahead. Why is the Havamina Lo Pagin Dibura? What does the Tosa Rosh say? Do you tell me why? No, what's the answer? When you have other property, then what? Then what can you say? When you has a lot of other property, what can you say? If he's Mishar one piece of land, what's the din? He's Mishar also in the Evid, right? And therefore a mayor could say what? He's not free. But let's say you only have one city, which Tosa said Lishitosa yesterday. The Tosas we saw that we're talking about a case where he only has one city. That's what Tosa said. He only has one city. So if he only has one city, and that's his Tosas Lafida Havamina. If he only has one city, what's the din? You tell me. That city is Mishire. So therefore what? He couldn't have been Mishire in the Evet because then he wouldn't be giving him anything. So what's the answer? You should go free. The answer is Lo Pagin and Dibura. Lo Pagin and Dibura. Please get down. Tosa said we're talking about a case you only have one city. Rashi and the Havamin, he has multiple properties. And by definition, according to Tosos, since you only have one city, you are identifying that city, right? That's a very big machloikis. Havamin, Lefi Rashi, Harbe Karka. Tosfos. Ir Achas. Very important. Okay? They both have to arrive at that goal of Lo Pagin and Dibura. Go ahead. Right. Meaning in your case, where we say, when you say Lo Pagin and Dibura, you don't go free? Go ahead. That's only if he has only that city. Go ahead. Excellent. Nevertheless, he's Yatzel Lecheiris. Very good. Meaning, whose sheet is that? That's Reb Shimon. Umasik?
Umasik, the time of Ramer, La Mishum de Lod Pagin de Burah, El Mishum de Lod Kriski Karas Gita.
Excellent. Why do we say, according to Ramer, it's not good? Ramer and Rialli might hold Pagin de Burah. But Mark, why does Ramer say the guy doesn't go free? Because it wasn't clear in the Shtar that he freed him. Once you say chutz, it messes everything up. That word chutz messes everything up. You have to elucidate that you're going to go free. Go ahead.
Erish, the aim that priests Akivan, Shesh, Shir, the Dibor, Shahu, Mishnafar,
Bo, excellent. Since you're leaving out something in your freedom process. Damar.
Damar, Kolnitsi, the Eno, the Kaim, Kulo.
You said Kol Nechasoy, and that wasn't fulfilled because you said chutz. Go ahead, Aval.
Aval, the Eved, Shavi Gito, the Kosebo, Kodet Sik Nuila, Hagin on Dibura, Shavir, the Chris Gito.
Why is that so, Zevi? When you say Kol Mechosa, why is that good? Because you didn't say Chutz. If you don't say Chutz, it's beautiful. That's Chris Gito. Okay? So the Havamina was, Lopagin Dibura, the Maskana is Lav Chris Gito. Okay. Now let me ask you the following question. Okay? Lefi Tosfos. What did Tosfos say according to our mayor? One city. Yes? You agree with me? One city. And what did our mayor say? In the Havamina, Lo Pagin Dibur, that's why he doesn't go free. In the Maskana, why doesn't he go free? Lav Kruskitu. You with me, Shmuel? Okay. Let me ask you the following. There are two scenarios. You can have a guy who has a lot of property. You can have a guy who has one piece of land. You got me? Where you have one piece of land, let's cop this. When you have one piece of land, why does Reb Meir say you don't go free in the Maskana? Because of Lav Kruskitu. What'll be the din lafi the Maskana where you have a lot of other property? Is it also because of Lav Kruskitu? Zach, is it also because of Lav Kruskitu? Or is it because of what? Caving the Shir, Nechasim, Shir Namia Evit. Does everyone hear this suffix? Please get this. It's Mamish. The Turish of Alpeh. I'm telling you, there's nothing like you. There's nothing like it. There's nothing like you. And this is what you need Shiva for. When you graduate and you got to go to work, you don't have time. You feel like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Emunah and Bitachon, you Mamish feel through HaKadosh Baruch Hu when you're in the Amkis. You're able to spend and sit on a Gemara for 3-4 hours. Kavrashi, the Taisis, it's Gavaltik. There's nothing like it. I'm telling you, there's nothing like it. This is how you strengthen your emunah and be talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, I want you to think about this. The Tosfos said, if you have one field, what did Reb Meir say? You don't go free because Lav Kruskitu, right? Because it wasn't the fairest. Once you said, Kol Nechasai, Chutz me, this field, and that's the only field they have, Chutz messes everything up. Oh, you didn't write explicitly that he's free? He doesn't go free. Okay, I'm asking the following Shiloh. What'll be if the guy has a lot of property? He doesn't go free. Is that because Elon Lav Kruskita again? Or is that because came in this year, since I was Mishar on one piece of land, maybe I was Mishar on the Evan. Ron, you follow my suffix? That's a suffix from Shmuel Rozovsky. What do you say about that? What do you say about that? That's his suffix. Oh, so you know what he quotes from the Marsha? Please get it. The Marsha writes, only where you only have one piece of land do we say Lake of Croesus. Meaning, you know what he quotes from the Marsha? Then in the case where you have a lot of land, you know why it's not good, Moshe? Since he was Mishar, he left over one piece of land. Maybe he was Mishar the Evid too. He actually says the Marsha said like this. And who argues on him? The Karni Ra'im. The Karni Ra'im on the bottom of the Marsha says that Tosos says Lav Kruskitu for every case. Not just for the one city case, but also for multiple properties. So Machlekes the Marsha and the Karni Ra'im, the Chazon Ish, we looked it up this morning in Siman Kuf Mem Zayin, holds like the Karni Ra'im. In fact, it comes out according to the Marsha. I want you to get this. Do you know what comes out according to the Lashon Marsha? And Zach was asking me this morning with Aaron, you know what the Marsha seems to say? Where you have a lot of other property, you know what Reb Meir says? The Evikai would go free. where you have a lot of other property, Reb Meir would say that the Eved Kenani goes free. Because you don't have the problem of what? Croesus. And you don't have Dilmashir Eved. And he says the guy would go free. That's crazy. Reb Meir says explicitly the guy doesn't go free. That's exactly what the Chazon Ish says. It's Beferish. When you Mishara Karka Kolshu, you give a well Yatz L'Cheres. So the Marshaw, which seems to say that it would go free of other property, that the Chazon Ish says is very, very wrong. Does everyone got this? Okay. So we want to learn like the Karnirei and the Chisarna is Lav Kruskit in the Maskana, and in all cases, not just when he has one city, if he has multiple property, he will not go free because of Lav Kruskitu, not because of Kain the Mishire. Kain the Mishire Karkashir Nami Evan. Okay? Oh, we got it? Viter Zevi, let's go.
The Rashi perish.
Oh. Now Rashi loves this Havamina. To the degree he loves the Havamina, Nachas L'Shiure. To the degree he loves the Havamina, he even sticks it in the Maskana. How does Rashi define Lav Kruskitu? Go ahead. It's crazy. Rashi says in Kruskitu is because maybe he's Mishar in one piece of property, maybe he's Mishar in the other. Even if you elucidated it. Remember we said that was the key difference in the Havamina and the Maskana? The Havamina is a Rashi, you have many property, you didn't elucidate it. The Maskana is, even if you elucidated it, we're still Choshish. You said Acre X I'm keeping? Maybe I'm also keeping Evid as well. Remember we said that? It's crazy though. Go ahead. Be'ain lo. What comes out if he only has one city then? Listen to this. Go ahead. I remember reading this line many, many years ago. I skimmed it. They believe I knew it. I remember seeing this line. Oh yeah, what does this mean? The lo shayach l'meimarachus l'shura sham nami yevet. If you only have one city, Moshe, what does he mean? If you only have one city, you can't say, oh, since I'm Mishar in the city, I'm also Mishar in the Evan. Why can't I say that? I spilled the beans earlier in Shir, because then what? Then your statement called Mechasa is bogus. You haven't given him anything. So if only you have one city, you can't say, oh, I'm leaving over this city, and also I'm leaving over the Evan. Then what'd you give him? You gave him nothing. That's what he means in that line. Now I understand that line. 20 years later. Go ahead, Zevi Moda. Oh, get this down. What is Tosfos say Lefi Rashi? What comes out according to Rashi? That in a case where you only have one city, yes, Reb Meir will agree Pagin and Dibur. Reb Meir only holds Lo Yatz Lecheres Lav Kruskitu when you have multiple properties and you haven't identified. You got to get this down. Tosfos learns in Rashi that if you only have one city, Reb Meir will agree Yatzel Lecheres to Reb Shimon. The whole machloikis is when you have multiple fields. Because he keeps saying Nachas L'Shir, he even says it in the Maskana. And this is a crazy outcome. Crazy outcome. Why is it crazy, Zevi? Go ahead. Vein Mashma. Kineprishis. Because where's the Tosefta? Which Tosefta? What Tosefta? Where Tosefta? The Tosas before quoted Tosefta and Peya. Yes? Go ahead. Because what did the Tosefta say? What did the Tosefta say? Someone tell me that the Machlokas was talking about when you had one field. Don't tell me Reb Meir is going to be motor Reb Shimon. The Tosefta says explicitly they're arguing when there's only one field. So don't tell me Reb Meir is going to be maskim. You follow me? That's what comes out according to Rashi. Go ahead. The Lashon Afilu in the Mishnah. What Lashon Afilu? Skip. We'll skip it. No, don't skip it. What is the Lashon of Afilu? In the previous Tosfos, when he quoted the Tosefta, did you notice the word Afilu appears? Right here. Does everyone got it? Afilu. Right here. Underline that. Then Shimon says, even if you only have one city, you go free. What does the word afilu imply? Reb Shimon says, even in that case, you go free. Mashma that what? Mashma, they're arguing what? They're arguing in all cases. Not just in a, they're arguing not just in what? In the case where you have multiple fields. Reb Shimon says, I argue on you even in that one field case. That means Reb Meir says, he also doesn't go free, even in the one field case. V'loshen afilu, enum yushuv, doesn't jive. Yushuv does means it doesn't jive, doesn't fit. Right? It doesn't fit. Don't tell me, according to Rashi, they're only arguing we have multiple properties. The Tosefta says they argue Lamaisa by one field. Not only that, it's Mashma, they argue about every all the cases. A field, the case of one field. For sure, by the other field, a case of many fields, they argue. Go ahead. Mashma, even if you only have that one city, Reb Shimon says you go free. Mashma. In Kol Shekin, if you have a lot of other property, you go to free. Reb Shimon's Yotzal Cheres. Go ahead. And Rashi has set it up that Reb Meir only says Lo Yotzal Cheres Alan by what case? He's only set it up by what case, Moshe? Where you have multiple properties. And that's not true. It's against the Tosefta. Tosefta says they argue when you have one field, and the Tosefta implies with the word a field, they argue even if you have many fields. And Rashi has set it up that where you have many fields, that's where what? That's where they argue. But if there's one field, it's not true. Reb Meir agrees. It's not true, Tosefta says. So Tosefta is choylek on Rashi completely. Okay? Tosefta is mamash choylek on Rashi. Everyone got it? Yes? Tosis is Mamish Cholik and Rashi. And the Machloikis, let's get it down, between Reb Meir and Reb Shimon is by one field and by many fields. Well, Lefi Rashi comes out, Lefi Tosis is Cheshbin and Rashi, that they only argue if they have many fields. But if you have one field, you can't say Nachash L'Shiru, right? If you have one field, so therefore you have to say that it'd be Moda, Pagin, and Dibur. Oh, so I want to save it. I want to save it. That Tosis Pshat and Rashi is not the correct Pshat. I shouldn't say not the correct Pshat, but there's another Pshat in Rashi that Rashi would say that it is wrong. Yes. Rashi would say that it is wrong. What? How is it wrong? Carne Rain. What did the Carne Reim say? What does Lav Kruskita mean? Someone tell me. What does Lav Kruskita mean? What do you say? What do you say Lav Kruskita means? Chaim, what does it mean, Lav Kruskita? That calls man, you don't elucidate. That he's free. Calls man, excellent. That it doesn't elucidate that he is free. I don't care. You can figure it out from day to day until tomorrow. You can do it in many handstands. It doesn't make a difference. Not a bit of difference. That's what Rashi says. That's why Reb Meir says, Lo Yotzal L'Cheres. And if that's the case, Reb Meir sticks to his guns. Not just Elon if you have a lot of property, but even if you have one field. If you have one field, but didn't Rashi say, Nachas L'Shiure? What does Nachas L'Shiure mean? You wanted to leave over your field, maybe also leaving over the Evid. But if that's the case, then you would be contradicting word. So you must say Pagin and Dibura? Yeah. You must say Pagin and Dibura. Because her mayor holds also Pagin and Dibura. But there's something you forgot. He also holds Lav Kruskitu. He holds Lav Kruskitu. And since you said the word Chutz, that word raised our eyebrows and said, oh, where did he say that he freed him? Elucidated explicitly. He did it. Therefore, it's Lo Yotzal L'Cheres. That's the four. Rashi was trying to bring out, Midin Palkin in Dibura? I would have said Palkin in Dibura. There would have been masking to Reb Shimon, Palkin in Dibura. But there's a problem here. That's the introduction of Lav Kruskitu. See, Tosis chopped that and went crazy with it. Tosis chopped that phrase of Rashi and went nuts with it. Nachas L'Shiure. Rashi is trying to bring out the same thing that I said in the Havamina. Rashi says, I'm saying in the Maskana, because I want to tell you something. Midin Hilvos Pagin Dibura, Reb Meir would agree to Reb Shimon, Pagin Dibura. But there's a new element called Lav Kruski Dehu. And you can stand on your head and say, oh, rocket science. What's the rocket science? What's the rocket science here in this case? You could definitely figure out that what? What does it mean in this case? What would you say? In the case where you only have one field. You can't be Mishire more. That would contradict your word. So I would split it and say, let him go free. The answer is, you know what? You can do all your rocket science you want. The bottom line is it was not said explicitly in the Shtar that he goes free. Because you said chutz. And chutz made me do all my calculations. You can do all your calculations from today into tomorrow. It doesn't mean a thing. He doesn't go free because of Lav Kruski Dehu. Does everyone cop this? It's a four, no? Does everyone get it? Tosha saw that word Nachas L'Shiur that Rashi wrote in the Maskana and went crazy with it. The Karnarim says, no! Rashi's just trying to bring out that, you know what? The bottom line is that Rameya really would say Pagin Dibur. It makes sense to free him. The answer is you can't because of Lav Kruski Dehu. When you say kol nechasoi without chutz, that's beautiful. That's explicit. Kol nechasoi. Once you say chutz, it messes everything up. Then you got to start pilfering. Oh, you only have one field. So if you only have one field, I left that field to myself. Maybe I was mishar in the evid also. If I'm mishar in the evid, it can't be because then I contradict my word. So it must be that he has to go free. Okay, he should go free. Pagini diburim. The answer is no. Lav kruski too. Because once you start pilfering, he can't go free till you what? Have it explicit in the Shtar. That is the Gevaltic Vort of Lav Kruski Dehu. I mean, if somebody asks you on the street, tell me what Lav Kruski Dehu is, you tell them, Gittin Tessim and Aleph, and you tell them the following, that I can make all my calculations, that he definitely wants to freeze the Evan. The bottom line is, once you say the word Chutz, he does not go free until you elucidate it. That's the word of Lav Kruski Dehu in Rashi. We just answered Rashi. Tosfos has a big machlekes on Rashi. This is the word we want to say. Everyone got this clear? This is a hard concept. What you get is gevaltic. Eitan, you got it? Lav Kruski Dehu. Do we have this? Lav Kruski Dehu, you got it? That's what Lav Kruski Dehu is. Chutz messes everything up. And therefore, Lafi Rashi, it's across the board machlekes. Lefi Tosfos, the Machlokes is only what? Lefi Tosfos, where's the Machlokes? Only when there's one city, right? Only when there's one city. Remeir Olf Pagini, Relo Pagini Diburu, and see, according to Tosfos, let me ask you, where's the Machlokes? You gotta get this down. According to Rashi, where's the Machlokes? All cases. According to Tosfos, Elon, where's the Machlokes? One field, yes? One field. Why does Remeir say it's not good? In the Moskano, because of Lav Kruski Dehu. Once you say Chutz, it also messes everything up. He agrees to that. It messes everything up. According to Reb Shimon says, Pagini Dibura. So you go free. You follow Reb Shimon in the Moskano, holds Pagini Dibura. So the mayor also holds it, but he has this element of Lav Kruski Dehu that Reb Shimon doesn't have. Okay? I'm just wondering to myself, what do you think Tosfos would say if he had multiple properties? What do you think Tosfos would say if he had multiple properties? So that's what the Karnei Reim said to Feirish. Lav Kruski Dehu, that even when you have multiple properties, Lamaisa, it's a problem of what? Lav Kruski Dehu. So he would also say what? He would also say it's a problem. Poshup Shad according to Reb Meir. Okay? See, the bottom line is that Tosfos screaming at Rashi that according to you, the Machlokas is only where there's what? The Machlokas is only where there's a lot of property. But if there's one field, Reb Meir should be masking. And Tosfos says, that's ridiculous. Rashi says, I'm on board with you. I agree. The Machlokas is across the board. By all property and also when there's one field. Don't try to put words in my mouth. You follow me? Because he's holding this concept of Lav Kruski Dehu. That's the pshat in Rashi. Tosfos took Rashi very seriously to say, Nachas L'Shirin. That's the Nekuda that we want to bring out here. Okay? That's the Nekuda we want to bring out. Okay. Now, I want to elaborate a little bit more now. So let's get it. So this is the pshat in the Tosis, okay? All right. I want to elaborate a little bit more now on Lav Kruz Kitu before we get to Chumash. Let's get it, okay? There are a few other pshat in what Lav Kruz Kitu means, okay? Let's get it. The truth of the matter is that as we said, Lamaisa, according to Rashi's pshat of the Karnei Reim, what's the first pshat? Elon, what's the first pshat of Lav Kruz Kitu? You didn't elucidate it explicitly because you said the word chutz. Okay, fine. The Rosh writes a little bit different. The Rosh writes that since the Adon has a schus, b'dibur shemishtachver bo, it's kind of like he's keeping something to himself. You understand what I'm saying? If you want to have a real severance, so you're releasing your Eved Kenani, then you should keep nothing in the statement that you're being mishachver. Since you are keeping something, that takes away from the full severance, from the full break. That's the Lashon Lamaisa. You said basically the word chutz. The chutz kind of what keeps something to the Adon, so it's not a glatt cut. Okay. That's the Rosh's pshat with the Tisus a little bit. Okay? Alright. Third pshat is the Rif. The Rif writes the following. The Rif writes, because it's written in the Shtar, the schus of the Adon, Anoisein, okay, not just the schus of Mekabel. When you free your Eved Kenani, it has to be exclusively giving to the Mekabel, giving to the Eved, giving to the Eved. If there's any aspect of you keeping something yourself, the whole thing blows up. That's what the Rif says. It's similar to what we said, but the Tos and the Rush focus on the word chutz. Okay, the Rif doesn't mention the word chutz. There's, if you want to free your Eved Kenani, you got the focus is on the Mekabel. Don't throw stuff in you want to keep. Okay. Now let me ask you, what would be the nafkamina? What would be the nafkamina, Lamaisa? What would you say? What would be the nafkamina, let's say, between Tosus and the Rosh and Rashi? Let's play its two basic reasons. Rashi, Tosus, and the Rosh against the Rif. What do you think would be a nafkamina? Please get this down. This is amazing. You got me? You got the two approaches? Is it because of the chutz, right? The chutz problem, and that he's what? The dibur, he's keeping something? Or do you say no? Or do you say that the Lashon is it's written in the star schus of the no saying, and not just exclusive to the Mekabel? I'll give you a nafkamina. I'll show you the nafkamina. Listen to this nafkamina. What happens if you say, listen to this, Atzmacha v'nechasai knuim lach chutz misada x. Wow. A bombshell. We've been talking the whole week. Kol nechasai chutz mi sada ploni. What happens if you say atzmocha v'nechasai chutz mi sada x? What do you say in that case? What would you say in that case? What do you think? What do you say? Lefi Tosus, what would you say? You said atzmocha v'nechasai chutz mi sada x. Do you think you go free according to Tosus? Yes, Elon. Excellent. Why? Because there's Kruz Kitu. You said Atzmacha. You put aside Atzmacha. That's not a chisar. You said it explicitly. According to according to Tyson, the Rush would be good. What do you think according in the Rashi would be good? What do you think according to the Rif? What do you say? No. Because why? Because on that star, there is something that the other one is keeping. Even though you said Atzmacha, Yossi. Even though you said Atzmacha, I don't care. The other one is keeping something. Once the other one keeps something, the whole thing is shot. Kasana Lav Kruz Kitu. Oh. Has everyone got that? Gavaltik Pshat Lamaisa. Oh. Now, let's take this a step further, because we got to get the Chumash. The Tereskitin, the Nesivis, and the B'Kivager, and the Peres Yosef ask on the Rif. There is a Gemara in Daf Mem, Amud Aleph. Let's get this, Moshe. Let's get it down. If someone gives a star shikr to a shivcha knainis, if someone gives a star shikr to a shivcha knainis, and in the shivcha knainis is a tzi viskadish boy, He gives a star shikr to Shifkin Gnanis, and he says, I want you to marry Mr. X. I want you to marry Mr. X. What's the din? It's good, and she's married to the guy. It's good, and she's married to the man. How does that work as a star shikr? Isn't it written there, the star of the schus, of the adon? He married her off. I thought you can't mix anything in there. He's mixing in a marriage. He has the schus to marry off the woman, right? Isn't he also mixing in a schus of the marriage? Why is he more saying that that's good? Lefi the Rif, if you mix any schus of the adon in, the whole thing blows up. Why? Why is it good then? Well, says the answer is, I want you to get this. A star kedushin, whose schus really is it? The woman's. It's really the woman's. It's really the woman's. Both the star shikr and the star kedushin is really the woman's. And the baal, the adon, has no schus begufa star.
Why?
Because the bottom line is she's the one who's getting married. She's the one who's getting married. She's getting free and she's getting married. But a star raya is shayach to who the raya is good for. And when you write in the star that I'm keeping some land by my Eved Kenani, that star is shayach to the adon as a raya on the karka. And if the adon has any schus in the gufa star, it's a chisaron apruskita. This is the pshat, the maisa. You follow me? In other words, the schus to get married and bring free is all hers. In this case, he's leaving over some karka. If you leave over some karka, the whole thing goes up in smoke. So I want you to get this. What emerges is really two basic approaches to lav kruskita. Rashi, Tosfos, and the Rosh focus on the chutz. The Rif's saying, no, it's not a chutz. It's just when you free a guy, you never can. He has to be exclusively discussing him. You start throwing in there things that you keep, the whole thing goes up in smoke. It's a very interesting svara as well. You know what I mean? See, Rashi and Tosfos are directly to the point. The chutz ruins everything. Okay, that's directly to the point, right? It's directly to the point. Maybe you didn't want to free. The Rif says, no. Once you start talking about other topics, it messes up the clarity, and the whole thing goes up in smoke. That's the chiddush you want to bring out here. Okay? So now we did the element one of lav kruskitu. That's the chiddush. Okay? Alright, now, Sunday we have to pick it up with this taisus here. Okay? Let's just do one more taisus, the small one, and then we'll go to Chumash. We'll pick it up in the Shkimira on Sunday. Okay? What does it say in the Gemara? Zevi, taisus, go ahead. Svasayim Yishak. What was the... Well, you always got a fresher memory of the Gemara. Yeah, what did it say? Even though Reb Yossi praised Reb Shimon? Exactly, very good. How did Rashi define Sivasayim Yishak? That he's royal to be kissed. Yes? Zok Taisus, go ahead. Let's see the Taisus inside. Go ahead. Right, when a person says proper things, when a person says correct things, the other people sit there with their lips like this. They listen. They're together. Tosos argues on Rashi. Even the smallest Tosos we have to pick up. Rashi said it's right that they should be kissed. Tosos says that's not the pshat. It means that he said such proper manner, our lips stayed together because we had nothing to respond. He was absolutely right. 100% right. Very, very fascinating. He argues on Rashi. Why does he argue on Rashi? The Kikoyon de Yonah says, because if Rashi was right and meant kissing, we never have the word lips when it comes to kissing. Look at all of Tanakh. Vayishak lo, vayishakeyu, vayinashak lo, vayinashak lebanav lebenoisov, the kahenev rabos. Whenever it says kissing in Tanakh, never says lips. So here it says lips. It's not referring to kissing. It's referring to the people's response. He said good words. So good.
So please get it down. He said brachas and machlekes Rashi tells how to define the words here. Okay? All right. Sunday we're picking up the Rishchi Brown. Let's go to Chumash.